Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. No punishment for President-elect Trump at the sentencing for his hush money conviction. He spoke to the New York courts from his Florida home.
This has been a very terrible experience. I think it's been a tremendous setback for New York and the New York court system.
Judge Juan Merchan has been a frequent target of Trump's verbal attacks.
It is the legal protections afforded to the office of the President of the United States that are extraordinary. Not the occupant of the office.
Well, CBS's Weijia Jiang says Trump will take office in 10 days as a convicted felon.
That is going to be on his criminal record unless he is successful at appealing. And so this will hang over him throughout, you know, the rest of his year.
A day after a federal judge rejected a Trump bid to stop the release of a portion of special counsel Jack Smith's report, CBS's Scott McFarland tells us.
We could get the final report of what special counsel Jack Smith found in his investigation of efforts to overturn the 2020 elections. An appeals court in Atlanta could free up the attorney general to release that today.
Fire officials now say the largest blaze in the L.A. area, the Palisades Fire, is 8% contained. The fires are blamed for at least 10 deaths and the loss of 10,000 homes and other structures. LAPD Assistant Chief Dominic Choi.
We received a 911 call that a suspect was attempting to light a fire in the community of Woodland Hills and was being detained by residents. Officers from LAPD's Topanga area responded and took that suspect into custody.
The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments today on TikTok's appeal of a law that could ban the platform.
Congress and the federal government say TikTok poses a huge threat to national security, and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh says.
On the data collection, that seems like a huge concern for the future of the country.
But lawyer Jeffrey Fisher, representing TikTok users and content creators, says.
Even if all this act goes into effect and the law goes through, TikTok gets to keep all the data.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
A winter storm is making life rough in much of the Deep South today. A Delta jet aborted takeoff in the snow in Atlanta. Four people suffered injuries. Still big water problems in Richmond, Virginia. Mayor Danny Avila.
Our boiled water advisory remains in place for now, and we're making headway on the testing process to confirm that that water supply is safe for drinking.
Crews working to restore a reservoir system that was shut down after a Monday storm caused a power outage. The government says employers added 256,000 jobs last month. The Dow is down 700 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine man was acquitted on all charges related to the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting in Racine. The four-day trial for Luis Granados III wrapped up yesterday. It included testimony from LaMarion Blair, who faces similar charges. The Kenosha Unified School District will hold more town halls regarding their ask for $115 million. There's a referendum on the February 18th ballot, and last night voters were allowed to get more information. Another session is planned for next week. Two Waukegan Public Works employees were electrocuted yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched an overhead power line during a tree trimming operation. One worker was flown to a hospital, the other by ambulance. Their current conditions aren't known. And a company linked to the Forest County Pottawatomie is proposing 215 high-end apartments at the former Dairyland Greyhound Park site. The residential project is part of the larger Greenaway development, transforming the 240-acre area near the interstate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is Jordan Love ready? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Favorite stadium and everything. I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today. High temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Spotty snow showers are possible throughout the day, only putting down a trace. With some sunshine expected early tomorrow, we will see more snow pushing in overnight and through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
All Harvey's rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center. Where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. 196 BC. The Macedonian king of Egypt was then 14-year-old Ptolemy V Epiphanes issued a decree forgiving debts, abolishing taxes, pardoning prisoners, and more. So remarkable was the king's magnanimity that the priests of Memphis inscribed his proclamation on black basalt, first in Greek and then translated into Egyptian hieroglyphics and then demonic characters. Two millennia would pass before a fragment of the original basalt slab was discovered by Napoleon's troops near the town of Rashid. Roughly 2 feet wide and 4 feet tall, it resides to this day in the British Museum, where it is revered for its singular significance in the history of communication. For comparing the Greek text with its Egyptian counterpart, modern scholars have been able for the first time to understand hieroglyphics and thus opened a door to the past that had closed softly centuries ago, an enlightenment which may be traced to a single artifact named for the town near which it was found, for in English, Rashid is Rosetta, and thus the Rosetta Stone. But will scholars centuries from now comprehend the languages of today? Well, to ensure that they will, a group of linguists has embarked on something called the Rosetta Project, a mission to preserve the languages of the world right now for posterity, starting with 1,445 languages. For it is estimated that without such an effort, 50 to 90% of them will perish in the next 100 years as the cultures which spawned them disintegrate. Now, how to record them? Serious archivists flatly reject digital reproduction. Indeed, a great deal of digital information, presumed as safe for all time, has already disappeared. No, the Rosetta Project will store its data the old-fashioned way, in analog, which in this case means in writing, and not even in binary ones and zeros, but plainly, literally inscribed, just as the priests of Memphis recorded Ptolemy's munificent decree on a single permanent document. Paper. Well, you must by now have heard that many books are crumbling to dust before librarians' eyes, eaten alive by the acid in the paper itself. So paper, with its built-in self-destruct mechanism, is an unreliable medium for the Rosetta Project. One might once again, as in millennia past, carve the Rosetta text in stone. But nearly 1,500 languages might require a textbook the size of Mount Rushmore. So the scientists and engineers enlisted in the Rosetta Project have chosen metal, nickel to be precise, for the medium through which those hundreds of languages will be preserved, and the anticipated shelf life of the space-age Rosetta Stone is 2,000 years. For the proponents of digital everything, thrilled by home PC hard drives that now accommodate gigabytes in double digits, may tell you the analog world, hopelessly hefty, is over. But you tell them that the science of right now has developed a process by which many hundreds of languages, their vocabularies, their phonologies, their writing and grammar and numbering systems, plus extensive sample texts in each, may be micro-etched for microscopic recovery on a disc made of nickel, barely 3 inches wide.
Wow.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Leave it to Paul Harvey, right?
Wow.
Paul Harvey heard twice every weekday, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Wearing your
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
betrayed me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can sing. This is mine. You can't take it.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Don Rosen in the Morning. Monday, Don's talking with his guest, Charlie Tennyson, who filmed a documentary about the history of the downtown Racine YMCA. That should be very interesting stuff, and Don Rosen's got it Monday morning on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Ow! Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
The girls we meet. get around,
I get around,
yeah, get around, round, round.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's not guilty for one of the men accused in a shootout during a funeral in Racine 3 years ago. A Racine jury has cleared Luis Granados III of all charges related to the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting, which took place during a funeral. The four-day trial featured testimony from Lamarion Blair, who faces similar charges and claimed Granados was present during the incident. The 18-year-old Granados had been charged with 14 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. A routine tree trimming operation just across the state line led to a shock for a couple of workers. Two Waukegan Public Works employees suffered electric shocks from a power line incident yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched overhead power lines, resulting in the electrocution of the workers. One victim was flown to a hospital, the other taken by ambulance. The status of the men isn't known. You can catch up with the congressman today. First District Congressman Brian Stiles starts the day in Janesville and Beloit with afternoon sessions around here. He's got stops today at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall and at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today. High temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Spotty snow showers are possible throughout the day, only putting down a trace. With some sunshine expected early tomorrow, we will see more snow pushing in overnight and through Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and songs by girls warning other girls about guys. Shouldn't be surprised.
Sweet talking guys, talking sweet kind of love.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Of all the guitar solos George Harrison contributed to Beatles songs, this top five favorite, at least top five favorite, Nowhere Man, listen to the middle eight on WRJN.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It still strikes me how interesting, in my opinion, it is that a soul song such as that has got a harmonica in it. It's just interesting instrumentation. And certainly, how many harmonicas do you hear in today's contemporary music? Okay, I made my point. Dan Marcus, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget about an hour away. And this is a song that goes back to 1902, but was updated in the early 70s. You'll hear it again on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice, but now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 2025 has arrived. It's never too late to start your fitness journey at Blue River CrossFit. Commit to a happier, healthier you this year with their 55-plus longevity class. The Blue River team guides you through custom-tailored workouts that boost strength, energy, and vitality, all in a positive and supportive environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100 to get started. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
the McCoys. You know, when Sgt. Pepper came out in 1967, it spawned a whole bunch of psychedelic music, and I credit this group with getting away from that trend and bringing back straightforward rock and roll to music. Here's CCR on WRJN.
Long as I remember the dream been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Couldn't it truly hate us? Trying to find the sun.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Glad all over, so glad you're mine.
News, timeless hits on WRJN.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President-elect Trump called it a terrible experience and maintained his innocence in a virtual hookup as he was sentenced in a New York court for his hush money conviction. CBS's Bradley Blackburn says he received no punishment.
Never before has this court been presented with such a unique and remarkable set of circumstances.
In the brief proceeding, Judge Juan Merchan gave Trump an unconditional discharge. Trump will have a criminal record, but will not face prison time or probation. The sentence comes little more than a week before his inauguration.
CBS's Scott McFarland.
The defense attorney for Donald Trump today in that virtual hearing was Todd Blanche. That is going to be Donald Trump's nominee to be the number two official at the Justice Department beginning this year.
In Washington, the Supreme Court today heard arguments in the TikTok appeal of a law that stands to ban the platform.
Lawyer Noel Francisco, representing TikTok and its Chinese-based owner ByteDance, says the law would violate the company's First Amendment rights.
What they clearly have the authority to do is shut down the platform in the face of Chinese pressure.
Some justices questioned whether there are other ways to deal with a company lawmakers say is a threat to national security because of the information it collects on its users. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
A nighttime curfew has been ordered in some areas of Los Angeles where several wildfires have destroyed more than 10,000 homes and other buildings and are blamed for at least 10 deaths. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Overnight, firefighters notched a win, stopping much of the Kenneth Fire. Residents there described the panic of being told to evacuate.
You're just grabbing kind of the first thing you see, and then you get out of there and you kind of realize all these other memorable or sentimental items that you may have left.
In the Pacific Palisades, mandatory evacuations turned Sunset Boulevard into a parking lot as people fled their cars.
The Palisades fire is now 8% contained. As a winter storm packing snow and ice hits many parts of the Deep South, a Delta jet aborts takeoff in Atlanta.
2668, roll a truck, please.
Okay, can I get the name for the emergency?
I think we've
done
engine failure.
Audio from ATC.net. Four people were hurt. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who declared a state of emergency, says a state agency is trying to help storm victims.
DNR has also been preparing the state parks for those who need shelter or warming stations, especially